Joined now by three members of the Knoxville Boys Soccer Squad, A.J. Jackson, Emmett Schmidt, and Luca DeYoung. Guys, welcome. And Emmett, I'll start with you. You're the, I guess, the ringleader of this whole operation here. Tell us about how things have gone so far for the guys.
Yeah, we got off to a slow start so far, but overall pretty good. We're improving each game, which is good. The quicker of a start we get off to, the better off we are for each game. So,
and that's what coaches talked about to me is, you know, once you score, once you guys score, you're kind of a different team and you really kind of ramp up the pressure.
Yeah, definitely getting momentum is huge for our team. We really are fueled by that. So whenever we get on the board, we pressure a lot and we just need to do that right from the beginning. So.
And Luca, you got on the board, finally against PCM on Tuesday. Tell us about that, how that went.
I was just lucky. I was in the right place at the right time and got a great pass from Andrew.
And, Andrew, we'll give you the assist, but, how's things going for you so far this year?
Things are going really good. We started on the back line, then we moved our way up to offense. Got two goals off the season, both extremely lucky, but we're going good. We got good momentum ahead of us, and hopefully our season can get better.
And, the one-loss record isn't probably where you want it, but you've played some really good teams. Emma Carlisle, Oskaloosa, Bondurant, Farrar, and, coach has always said, hey, we want to be challenged, and you guys have been.
Yeah, it's definitely good to be challenged. Better to be challenged than just play all the bad teams. But, we need to keep fighting because there's some of these tough games that we're able to win. And, we just need to have that mindset of we're going to win going into each game.
I know, kind of a new home this year for you guys on the turf at Randy Wilson Track. Just go down the line here. What's that like playing out there on the turf and maybe the ball bouncing a little bit different than it did over at Kenlock Stadium?
Yeah, the turf is definitely way different, but it's so much – it's amazing to play on. The atmosphere here with all of our Panther Pit here is amazing, and hopefully we can see more of you guys coming here soon.
Yeah, but what about you? How does the ball bounce? How differently does it bounce, between grass and turf?
Yeah, turf is definitely an adjustment, but it's so much more consistent, and you're able to make better passes and – it's definitely the future as schools advance. There's going to be more and more turf fields, so it's just good that we finally have one and we can continue to get better because of it.
Luca, what's it like just playing out there and on a, kind of a neat, turf field and all the markings out there? You don't have to go out and line it before. It's just all right there for you.
Yeah, that's really nice. It's great playing out there with the supporting fans we have, and the ball just bounces a little farther, skips a little farther. It doesn't bounce as high, though, compared to these grass fields, so it's really nice.
I know Coach has said in preseason, this is a team that can go far. This is a team that can, maybe make a state tournament run this year. With the start that you've had, how much do you think the Bondurant Farrars and the Oskaloosas and the Carlisles are going to get you ready for that tournament run later on?
Oh, absolutely. These challenging teams we're playing right now are just only going to help us for the postseason. We just got to keep competing, keep getting ready for the final game.
Emmett, what about you? This has been, quite a ride for you personally. Been, on some very good teams, and kind of your chance to make your mark here as the career winds down.
Yeah, I'm just lucky to be playing this season with my knee injury. I'm just happy to be back on the field with my team, and as we approach postseason, we just need to stay positive with each other and with coaches and with the other teams, and having a good mindset will help us continue to improve.
AJ, what about you? Just looking towards the future of this team as this season, how far can they go in your eyes?
I feel like we can go pretty far, but we're also learning. We're also getting better as a team, better at scoring. We're just getting better day by day, and our coaches are pushing us to our limits, and we're just ready to be good once again, ready for that state run as in 2019.
All right, AJ Jackson, Emmett Schmidt, Luca DeYoung. Thanks a lot. Best luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.